Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome and thank you for joining us. It, of course, is Wednesday, the 27th day of July, 2011. We have an absolutely power-packed transmission for you today. Unfortunately, everything that we've been predicting for more than 16 years is now coming to fruition. Open world government run by the private banking cartel that has taken over every major sovereign nation on Earth, but a few third world countries and old world nations that they're busy mopping up. Those are known as rogue nations. Doesn't even mean those are good countries either. People tend to think either the West is good or the East is bad or Gaddafi's good and we're bad or we're good and he's bad. No, there are no more countries. They're ceremonial now. We have to be honest about globalism and how much sovereignty we've lost if we're ever going to set about getting it. You know, people talk about, oh my gosh, Russia today was founded with Russian government money. Of course it was. Of course it's got an agenda. But the issue is, then people say, well, our media is American. Our media is pro-America. No, it's not. Our media is predominantly European banker-owned and run, and it has an anti-family, anti-gun, anti-freedom, anti-sovereignty agenda, but they wrap that agenda in the American flag. But they are globalist. So the issue is, you can look at all these different news channels, all these different competing English news channels globally. That's being done because more and more in the 21st century, war is done through information. I am someone who simply wants freedom. I am someone who simply wants my constitutional republic back. I am an American. I am a constitutionalist. And the people running our country are diametrically opposed to that and are enemies of our republic. So just like when you watch Al Jazeera, you know that that's got a Middle Eastern bent. Or when you watch BBC, it's the British royal house and those big banking interests, it's their perspective. But when you watch MSNBC, it is the policies of the private Federal Reserve that's hijacked this country. It is alien, it is anti-America, and it's that realization that needs to get out there to people. Okay? It's very simple. You know, at the end of the day, if you research this information, there are very few interests out there in media that actually stand for the republic, who actually stand for the Bill of Rights and Constitution. They'll discuss any issue in the world but the fact that the government is out of control and illegitimate. They'll bring you a left-wing perspective, a right-wing perspective. They'll bring you even libertarian perspectives. But if you don't admit how fraudulent the entire system is, you have no hope of assessing the true magnitude and then making preparations to face it. But when people really wake up to the off-the-charts corruption, we do have a chance of reversing things. But it takes a full wake-up. It takes a total, across-the-board, deep, deep, deep wake-up. That's what we're talking about here on this broadcast. Now, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of the Treasury, is really an expert on this whole debt limit situation. And he's called it, as we've called it, this is all a maneuver to train the public to have the power of the purse taken from Congress and given to the president and from the Congress to this new super Congress. We're going to be discussing that. Also, the big developments on the Fast and Furious perjury by the Attorney General. This is big. A lot of key news on human/animal hybrid clones. The economy, it's all coming up.
know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Hi, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg with eFoods Direct. Babs, you work a lot with shipping, and things are going absolutely nuts with this new Independence Month Patriot Pack that eFoods is giving away.
The way things are going, we're shipping thousands of these great little Patriot Packs out. Just an example, Sherry from Arkansas made a $1,300 order. We shipped her 5 free Patriot Packs, $750 more free food.
Folks are really surprised at what we're actually giving away. Now, folks, we've had 235 years of freedom in this country, so for every $235 worth of food ordered, we give away a $149 Patriot Pack free.
To order the best food on the planet, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
A free 12-day supply Patriot Pack with every $235 worth of food ordered. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Wednesday, the 27th day of July, 2011. We're going to be here live for the next 3 hours. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of policy at the Department of Treasury, will be joining us to talk about the open moves to transfer the power of the purse from the Congress to the president, and how we're basically being trained through this whole debt ceiling debate that our fortunes rise and fall according to the private central banks that have maneuvered this country into total economic bondage and servitude to the masters of fraud that have initiated the derivatives global meltdown black hole bubble. So we're going to be going over that with Dr. Paul Kirk Roberts coming up in about an hour and a half from now. I want to open the phones up because, again, I rarely can control myself and actually go to calls early in the broadcast. But I'm going to do it today. I'm going to do it. I'm not going to try and fail. I'm going to do it. But first, before I give the number out, I'm going to spend this segment just going over the top news today with brief analysis and comment, and then throughout the broadcast, going back into each section of this news in greater detail. First off, we've got a big report coming out later in the day that I'm going to premiere here in the third hour for radio listeners. We'll also post it after the show at Infowars.com. A detailed report dealing with just how far along the system is with not just human clones. Yes, they admit, yes, the government's been secretly cloning humans. Most major governments, the Chinese, the Australians, the British, the U.S. And that's been going on for 20 years. In fact, I thought it was 20. Aaron found Time Life books admitting with incredible photos of human embryos in artificial wombs in Time Life books in the 70s. So our research for this piece has completely and totally blown me away. You know, a lot of people hear this show and they think, oh, man, this guy's exaggerating. This guy is, you know, saying things are worse than it is. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't consciously lie to people here on air, but I have really analyzed myself, and to be honest with you, I subconsciously water things down because I know that people aren't going to be able to handle the full magnitude. And so I'm here to tell you that 9 times out of 10, conservatively, when it all comes out in the wash, things are much worse than I even say. Okay? Let's get that clear. And I didn't know that the clone business and the human embryos being grown up to very large size in these Time Life photos, they're very proud of it. They admit it's eugenics. They say they're going to end human reproductive activity, that the medical system is going to take control of it. They're already doing that with cesarean section and other things. We're now half women in the U.S. are having children via cesarean. They're taking the normal birth process away. Women not breastfeeding, you know, going to the formula that's half corn syrup. They're already removing us from our normal state. The brain CC size is reducing because of the lack of nutrition. Fertility across the world is plunging. This has been designed, but to see it in Time Life books in the 70s, here's a pig embryo that we're keeping alive with an artificial placenta feeding it, and here's a human, and it's a pretty good-sized baby in the artificial womb. Now, I've been told about this by scientists, but it was classified, so they wouldn't come on the air. They said it's pretty freaky to watch the babies trying to nurse. And I mean, they're slaves. They have no rights. They're being tested on until they die. And these are crimes that are beyond Joseph Mengele. And it's just going on, and that's the way it is. And now they think we're so psychologically bankrupt and so psychologically blind, spiritually blind, that we can now just be told about it. Oh, in one lab, the British government authorized it secretly to have 150-plus part human, part animal, part reptile, part insect creatures, and we're implanting the creatures in cow uteruses and growing them up and harvesting their organs. It's no big deal. And folks are like, oh, it's so trendy. But you take a monkey and slice its brain open and put microchips in it, oh, well, then people will firebomb your facility if you do that. But it's like, oh, you're doing it to humans? Yeah, humans are trash. Humans are scum. I mean, that's why for decades they've been caught radiating children to death in government experiments. That's why they've been caught. Well, see, I'm already getting into it. I said third hour. I'm getting into this in the third hour today. The toll-free number, well, let me give you the news first, and then I'll get the number out. You can call in about whatever you want or ask if I, you know, work for the Easter Bunny or whatever. It's just that I really want to try to focus in on issues here and actually talk about the real world and not just obsess over Alex Jones. That's my one pet peeve, because I'm desperately trying to get all these new listeners on these AM and FM stations that are tuning in to realize what's really happening in the world. And, you know, I also don't want a bunch of calls today, and we don't screen your calls, but I'm not going to entertain these issues about InfoWars.com having problems. Believe me, I know about it. Every time we do updates to different WordPress plugins and things, because we're on multiple CDNs and caching servers and things because the sites are big, it causes problems. And I've spent a lot of money and a lot of consultants and a lot of time, and believe me, I know about the problems with InfoWars.com. That's why we have PrisonPlanet.com. And that's why we have PrisonPlanet.tv and other auxiliary sites, is because over the years, you know, sometimes we have problems. We've got to have other platforms when one is having problems to get information out. So, yes, I do know about it. We've been flooded with phone calls and emails, and I'm glad you're concerned. Believe me, I'm concerned. I was up late last night working on it. I was up at 6 a.m. today working on it. A lot of my IT people have not slept, and it's up right now. but it's having all sorts of weird problems. And believe me, we're trying to fix it at Infowars.com. But we right now, PrisonPlanet.com, cross our fingers, is going off without a hitch right now. Okay. Okay. I've already digressed off into GM, human-animal hybrids, emerging market for organs, babies, and big pharma. And Aaron Dykes has a prelude report out on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that deals with that right now. But again, the big report coming up in the third hour, and this affects so many issues of human rights and super viruses that this is giving rise to, and just so many issues I want to get into, and the fact that this isn't an issue with most people, that most people think, oh, that's the Raelian cult. They lied 5 years ago about making human clones. Now, the media gave that attention, knowing that governments and corporations were creating clones. Poor humans with no rights. It just shows how we're all seen as animals, all seen as body parts. And we need to start standing up for ourselves, standing up for dignity. I'm not a number. I'm not an animal. Don't treat me like one. Don't forcibly drug me with cancer-causing sodium fluoride. Don't GMO design the crops to reduce fertility and increase cancer. I mean, there is a holocaust going on of soft kill. The Nazis would take you to a slave camp and work you to death and put fluoride in the water to make you docile. And the Soviets would do that as well. Now they just brainwash you through the TV and the culture, poison you through the water and the food. Then when you get sick, they come in and suck all the money out of you with their deadly toxic drugs. This is cold-blooded. And the average doctor is compartmentalized and doesn't understand this. But we have reverse engineered it. We have their documents. We have their statements. We have their plans. And don't think you ever know it all. Because I shot 2 days ago, this video that's going to premiere today here on the TV/radio show. And I thought the cloning was admitted 20 years ago. 15 years ago, they admitted that 5 years before, they were creating human clones. But that it was highly classified, and they wouldn't give details. A decade ago, I learned about human clones brought to term that are part chimpanzee. Okay, this is in the mainline scientific literature. But now I learned this was going on in the 70s. This gets more and more insane by the minute. So I don't know everything. You know, people all the time call me on air and they say, why aren't you covering this? Why aren't you covering that? Well, a lot of times, either A, you didn't hear me cover it, or B, I'm not aware of it. I'm not omnipresent. I'm far from it. I need your help. Okay? Just because you know about this stuff doesn't mean your neighbor does. People don't learn about this stuff through osmosis. And we've got to reach the public and show them how important all of this is and how serious all of this information is. Please, it's incredible. Now, a smattering of some of the other news. This is so big. This is out of Cyber News Service. It's also in Reuters. White House staffer knew about gun running operation last fall. Now, we've already confirmed, and the head of the ATF's confirmed, that the Attorney General has perjured himself to Congress three separate times, saying that they knew nothing about the program. Ladies and gentlemen, it wasn't just the ATF. It was the FBI and DEA involved, and it wasn't just guns to Mexico by the tens of thousands that have killed three Border Patrol agents and five cops now confirmed, and a lot of citizens on both sides. More people die a year in Mexico and on the U.S. border than died a year in Vietnam at the height of it. That's confirmed. 30-plus thousand in the last 3 years. Thousands of them cops in Mexico. It is unbelievable. And this is about the big banks that have been caught laundering the hundreds of billions of dollars, Wachovia, Wells Fargo, and others. I remember 6 years ago when they gave billions of dollars, the U.S. government did to the Mexican government to, quote, fight the drug cartels. And they trained Los Zetas at U.S. bases like Fort Benning, Georgia, and sent them down there. And we told you this would happen. Now they've caught the Justice Department shipping guns into Miami and shipping guns into Illinois and shipping guns into L.A. to gangs that work for the government that go then wipe out the rival gangs that aren't laundering their money with the U.S. banks. And then they've got the caveat of staging this crime wave of terror and fear and then saying we've got to have gun control. And even though they got caught staging all this, even though they got caught staging it, they're still going ahead with the gun control because of it. And now another top ATF agent, William Newell, has gone public saying, no, the Justice Department gave us orders directly. Obama needs to be arrested right now.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the new Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Are you fed up with the Democrats and Republicans? Then listen up. Join American Third Position, a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. American Third Position advocates maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality. For more information, call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. A3p.me. That's A, the number 3, P, dot M-E. It's time to take America back.
Lawless criminal government, 100% run by offshore ruthless banks that have a philosophy of hatred towards humankind and of total predatory actions. And it's time for people to grow up and wake up and realize just how great this threat truly is. Again, this is out of Cyber News Service. White House staffer knew about gun-running operation last fall. At least one person in the White House knew about the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives gun-running operation 3 months before weapons from the botched sting was not botched. It was They tell you it was to track guns. They're arming all the major gangs that are paying them their cut, and it's to blame the Second Amendment. That's what a high-ranking ATF official told Congress on Tuesday. William Newell, the former ATF agent in charge of the Phoenix field office, told the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee that he communicated with Kevin O'Reilly, a staffer on President Obama's National Security Council, about Operation Fast and Furious in September of 2010, more than 6 months before the news broke. Oh, they didn't know. Folks, Congress is whitewashing this. They're not going after the confirmed reports that are out there in Miami and other areas where they're shipping guns to gangs there and then shipping them out of the country. This is like Iran-Contra, where the CIA was shipping drugs in and then shipping guns out to control the drug supply on the ground in Nicaragua, in Colombia, in other areas of Central and South America. That all came out in Congress in the Iran-Contra hearings. By that time, at least 1,000 gun straw purchases in the U.S. had been transferred to Mexican criminals. Well, yeah, now they found mayors in New Mexico cities and other areas involved with the police. This is all a big business. Under the nose of ATF officials who intended but failed to track them to see where they ended up. Yeah, sure. First, ATF said they knew nothing about it and said our agents are lying who don't want to go along with this. When cops started getting killed, then it turned out they ordered the gun shops to do it, had cameras surveilling it, and then helped get them across the border. Of course they did. This is only the tip of the iceberg here, and it shows you how criminal they are. The Attorney General, the President, they all clearly ordered this. You've got three agencies, ATF, FBI, DEA, all involved inside the United States as well. It's total criminality out in the open. Just like Henry Paulson, 3.5 years ago, back in October of 2008, testifying in Congress, and the House member were bringing it up. They said, who gave you the waiver to give yourself $200 plus million of the bailout money? You gave hundreds of billions to Goldman Sachs, and then you gave yourself, the former director of Goldman Sachs, you gave yourself $200 plus million. Who gave you the waiver? And he started coughing and turned red and couldn't hardly talk. Couldn't believe they dare call out his real criminal activity. He was like, you're not allowed to do this to me. And he said, I gave myself a waiver. And they said, really? So, again, they're open criminals. It's illegal for the head of the Treasury to give themselves $200 million of bailout money directly to his own bank account. And if people can't figure that out, then I can't help you. And they're just out in the open. Yeah, we ship the guns into Mexico to then blame the Second Amendment. We're going to go ahead and do it. And outside of law, the ATF is now ordering gun shops all over the Southwest from Texas to California to report rifles they sell people. Well, they already know it's being reported. They just say, you've got to call us yourself, even though it's going to the FBI NICS system. And people say, well, that doesn't sound too bad. Well, why do they want it reported? Because it's outside of law. There's no law. They're just saying, you call us when you sell somebody a rifle. And then they use that report, and I've talked to people in my office, and I've talked to friends who get ATF and FBI visits. I'm talking about retired veterans and people with no criminal record. They go, why did you buy two AR-15s? And they go, well, I'm a gun enthusiast, and they were on sale, and I'm a gun collector. Well, why are you here at my house? And they're now going to people's houses that buy more than 1,000 rounds of ammo. People are like, well, why do you buy that? Well, that's how you get half off. And if you go out and shoot a lot, it's easy to shoot 1,000 rounds of ammo. I mean, I've gone out to, to my own farm, family farm before. I've with four or five friends, I've shot thousands of rounds of ammo in a single day. I've gone out skeet shooting and shot 500 shotgun shells off in an afternoon. It's one of the few times I will wager, you know, $20 with, you know, somebody. Oh, we'll see at the end of a 5-hour shoot who can, you know, with keeping score, who can shoot the most of these clay pigeons. The point is that this is going on. And hey, I'm going to come back and go to your calls. I want to get your take on all this. I haven't even gotten into the economic news, the latest Norway shooting news. It's all coming up, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrizeKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrizeKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrizeKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrizeKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants it. Well, he gets it. I don't like it.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Look at your young men fighting. Look at your women.
Okay, I want to just hit a few more of the news items that I've got here in front of me. And then we'll go to your calls and then back into this news in more detail. But this Fast and Furious situation, I mean, we've really caught the government with their pants down. And this is an Iran-Contra type situation where they're giving guns to rebels to protect the cocaine and then ship the cocaine into the United States. And that came out in 86. It came out again in 96 when they had other congressional hearings on it. Well, this is going on, but now in the U.S., they're giving guns to the drug gangs. That's come out in Florida and Illinois. And they are lying about it to Congress. I mean, this makes Richard Nixon look like a choir boy compared to what Barack Obama's done. And it shows, I'll never forget that letter that went public where his cousin, Odinga, had lost the prime ministership run. He's a Muslim, the minority there in Kenya. And Obama sent him a letter. This is public on Senate letterhead saying instigate riots and demand that since you didn't win the presidency, they create a prime ministership for you, and they did. I mean, this is a hardcore criminal. And, you know, I talk about Obama being a puppet. He is a puppet who reads off a teleprompter and does what he's told, but he himself is just ruthless and very cunning and very willing to break the law. And, it's scary to get up here and call for their indictment because these are gangsters. I mean, these are Al Capones. I mean, look at the Chicago mob. Look at the mob boss, Emanuel. I mean, his dad was the head of the Israeli ear gun, blowing up hotels and killing civilians. I mean, these are terrorists. These are terrorist, criminal, mafia people. And we're in a lot of trouble. I mean, they run the country. They run the purse strings. They've stolen, working with the Republican leadership, with Bush, in total synergy since Bush left office, $27 trillion and growing. We haven't gotten a new number in a year. And they've committed so many crimes that they're not going to stop. You know, when they get caught shipping guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment, they don't care that they got caught. They don't care that they've been caught perjuring themselves. But they can't stop us all standing up and admitting who they are. Now, the truth is the government's been corrupt for a long time. We just now are learning how corrupt it is. And so they're saying, yeah, we don't care. Came out a year ago that they take all the death benefits of troops from World War II through current. You take money out of your check, put it in a life insurance deal through the military with the big insurance companies. When you die, they use some paperwork manipulations and steal your money. And the U.S. government agreed 12 years ago secretly to allow that. These are hardcore criminals. And again, they might as well go for broke. They've already committed so many felonies. It's like if you've already are on the run for robbing a bank and killing a cop, why not rob 20 other banks? That's why police say once somebody's fleeing for capital murder, they're the most dangerous type of fugitive because they don't care. They've already killed one cop. Well, the Obama administration's killed five cops and three Border Patrol with these guns. They don't care. They've already committed so many crimes. They don't care. They don't care. They're armed and dangerous with our nuclear weapons. They've got control of the Treasury. They've already stolen all the death benefits of the troops. You die in a car wreck, die of cancer, die of a brain tumor, whatever it is. You're 55 years old. You're a veteran. Your wife doesn't get jack squat, and they don't care. And by the way, they hope you get mad and go attack a government building because they've already told all the feds that retired military is going to attack you. And they've done things that they know are going to cause you to go postal. And when you go postal, they're going to target all the veterans. Bill Clinton signed a deal. It never got implemented to not let vets own guns. Remember that? These people are gangster criminals. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. Gold strikes new high, new record high on U.S. default fears, and the United States is now dictated to by ratings agencies. U.S. credit rating rides on S&P London view of politics on Capitol Hill. It's the same banks that put their people into the head of Moody's and S&P and others, the big three rating agencies, who then have maneuvered us, and they say, go deeper into debt to the private bankers, go deeper into debt, and we will not say that you're bankrupt. Well, the Chinese already aren't buying our debt. The Arabs aren't. Everybody already knows we've already defaulted through inflation, through devaluation of currencies. They already know. And so the only people that haven't gotten the message is the American people. It's why gold and oil's going up. It's why food prices are going up. It's why they're telling police departments and fire departments and unions, okay, give us half your pension, and then maybe you'll get the other half. I told you, this is a program they're carrying out. Continuing here, U.S. credit rating rides on S&P London, view of politics on Capitol Hill. Obama strikes fear into Americans while reassuring big banks. He says, hey, don't worry. You know. And again, they're just getting us ready for debt default. And they're implying that, oh, we defaulted and went bankrupt because we didn't give the bankers enough money, not because the bankers created this fractional reserve banking fraudulent system. So we've got that. Also, another chilling sign I meant to get to yesterday, you notice George Soros is getting out of holding people's money. He's returned people's money. And the head of Tyco's done that. And the heads of a bunch of these big brokerage firms have been returning people's money in the last 6 months, saying, we're getting out. We're still privately going to do some stuff individually, but we're not managing your money anymore. Another big sign, Soros to close quantum funds to outsiders. Well, yeah, because they're the insiders. Soros gets direct banker bailout money. So does MSNBC. So I'm going to your calls. I wanted to just right now mention to listeners that if you want to support the broadcast so we can continue to expand and pay for our servers and our IT people and the crew and the TV folks and everything, we're supported by you that are listeners. And we also try to give you high-quality products that I believe in. When I endorse a product, I believe in it. Like these filters. The filters are made in America. The filter system, they're stainless steel bottles. They have Infowars.com on them. No BPA to sterilize you. Made in America, stainless steel, does 100 gallons. Super high quality, reduces everything, removes a lot of pathogens, 100%. Available at Infowars.com, the highest quality. Also, you have ending in just a few days, the special that we're running where you can get two of my films on one DVD, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, The Order of Death, getting into what really goes on in Bohemian Grove. They end the Bohemian Grove meetings in 3 days. You can get that, and you can get free the Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True, a great book on the whole police state takeover and just how Orwellian things have gotten. And you can also get Burmese's excellent full-length feature film, Invisible Empire, New Order Defined, that really integrates and is a complement to the secret ruling class meetings of Bohemian Grove. So you get three films and a book, $19.95, Infowars.com. And the small profit we make goes back into the operation. The T-shirts, the other books, the PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. This is how you buy your war bonds in the InfoWar and get materials to educate yourself to a higher level that are riveting and dynamic and informative and very well produced and very well researched, and the tools to pass on to others after you've watched the films or read the books. Please make copies of my films and get them out to folks. Air them on Access TV. But it also funds this operation. So, again, please go to Infowars.com. Look at all the great items on the secure online video bookstore, apparel, shopping cart. Get T-shirts that will help you meet like-minded people on the streets of America. You'll be amazed by how many people you meet wearing an Infowars.com shirt or a Don't Tread on Me shirt. So spread that grassroots solidarity and connect with others. Again, Infowars.com, and we're adding more and more features, of course, to PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, or get a yearly membership and get 3 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, I haven't even scratched the surface on the other news, what's really behind the debt ceiling, what's happening with the Libya situation. Also, they wanted to come on at the time, but I hadn't researched it enough a few months ago to have them on. They're both famous rock stars who became Christians. And WorldNet Daily's got the article. It's up at drudgereport.com right now. Rachel Maddow, MSNBC, sued for defamation. And they called me at the time and said, we did not say execute homosexuals. And that's not true. And we've asked for them to retract. And I said, look, I haven't looked into this, so I need to. And then I meant to look into it and then forgot and never looked into it. Well, now I've looked into it. And MSNBC refused to issue a retraction, and they filed a $50 million lawsuit against MSNBC and Rachel Maddow. And so we're going to get them to pop in on the show today or tomorrow. This is big national news. They are Genesis radio talk show host. And reportedly they gave a prayer at the opening of the Minnesota legislature, and so that freaked out MSNBC. So they made stuff up, and it wouldn't be the last time or the first time. I've had MSNBC edit what I've said to make it sound like on their Rise of the Right special that I was calling for violence. And they said Ron Paul was too. But I don't have time for lawsuits. I'm not saying it's bad that they're suing them. I just don't like lawsuits. I just really don't like lawsuits. But at a certain point, what are you going to do when Vanity Fair for the White House comes out and says that WorldNet Daily has pulled their book off the shelf? Where's the birth certificate? And it destroyed sales, as it was meant to do, and that Joseph Farah had come out and renounced the book and said, money-back guarantee for the published price. That means, you know, they sell the book for $6 to a big bookstore, they sell it for $20. That's about how it works in the publishing business. And they're saying, oh, we'll give you $20 back. I mean, that is designed to ruin WorldNet Daily. And just like I'm against Rupert Murdoch and his dirty tricks in England, well, what about Media Matter saying in memos, get hired at conservative and libertarian outfits like Fox News, and they didn't mention the others, but we know we're it. Get in their offices, sabotage them, destroy them. I mean, that's criminal. That's hardcore felonies. And so I guess this is what you got to do to MSNBC. But they don't care. I mean, they're funded by hundreds of millions in banker bailout money. They'll just pay you with their own tax dollars back. That's why they're so ruthless. Okay, let's go to calls. Frank in Indiana, then Jonathan, Steve, Ezekiel, Dan, and others. You're on the air. I've covered some of the news. What did you call in about today?
I wanted to call in and talk about the Fast and the Furious, but first and foremost, I know you don't like people bragging on you, but I just wanted to say you woke me up 2.5 years ago, and in my opinion, you're the Neo Thomas Jefferson. I was a Prison Planet subscriber, and my subscription ended, and I want to, you know, get back with that again, so maybe when I get off the phone with you, someone could talk to me, and I could use my debit card to renew that, and I just want to tell everyone, become a member of PrisonPlanet.tv. It's amazing, droves of information, but...
Well, thank you, sir. You can sign up right there on the site, or if you do call our office, you know, we now take the calls directly here in my office. It's a toll-free number, 888-253-3139, and they can help you when you call, sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Okay. Sounds good. I'm ready for Rod Serling to step out of the wings and introduce America's, you know, new fascist Twilight Zone episode. The whole Fast and the Furious deal, you know, first you had Obama, Libya, Yemen, still bombing Pakistan, why he hasn't been impeached, and now you have the government shipping guns into Mexico and different places within the United States. These guns are killing American people. Why?
And Honduras and Miami. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh yeah, I just don't understand. It's like you know, everybody's a zombie in this country. Why isn't Washington being stormed right now and demanding that these people be brought to justice?
Well, here's the deal. Washington is listening to the phones. In fact, they're in the news admitting they listen to the phones without warrants. Yeah, no kidding. They have giant NSA offices in every phone company hub. They listen to everything. That's every count of that is like something like 25 years in prison, felony charge. Again, it's lawlessness. And they've tried to get the rest of the government trained that we're lawless, but thank God these ATF officers saw cops being killed, so blew the whistle. Then the White House lied and said, you weren't ordered to do this, and now they've been caught lying. But going back to Fast and Furious here, it isn't that Americans are zombies. They feel like they're alone. They feel like they're the only ones that are awake. They feel powerless. Call into talk radio. Do your own YouTube videos. Do your own local newsletter. Everybody who's awake has got to get active and reach out to others. I mean, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I went to the mall this weekend to eat dinner and to go buy my kids' shoes, my children's shoes, and then my wife got some makeup and stuff, and I bought some shirts. The point is I went to a couple of different stores. Every store I went to, women, men, coming up to us, mobbed, couldn't walk 10 feet, crowds of people around us. In the parking lots, I saw Infowars.com stickers, 9/11 Inside Job stickers. I saw big homemade stickers on, like, brand-new Lexuses even, you know, saying, legalize the Constitution, Ron Paul, Alex Jones. It was all over the place at the shopping mall, and I was mobbed. Those folks have to get together somehow. We are the majority. Now, I'm sorry. Go ahead and make your point, sir.
Oh, no, I just, you know, you've said it well, and just a few things that I would like to suggest to some listeners. You know, I've made up bumper stickers, you know, Infowars.com, I've bought bumper stickers, I make plaques, I put them up in places that are legal, usually, you know, even on telephone poles, right, by stop signs, everybody does it here in Indiana.
We're way past legal at this point, yeah.
I believe that, you know, I mean, like Thomas Paine was a pamphleteer, we need blogleteers. I had a YouTube channel that I just got rid of because YouTube got to the point to where they wouldn't even let me post. I would plug Infowars.com. I was especially hammering the Obama 212 election campaign.
Well, you don't let them stop you. You just start more accounts. You know, every time YouTube censors us, I just fire at them more because they know that's where the people are. We've got to stay in there. YouTube is a main attack point.
Exactly. And I suggest to people to go on your site, Infowars.com, and buy bulk Infowars stickers and place them on a plaque and just put them places, give them to people.
I'll say this. If somebody gave us $100,000, I would 100% donate all of it to mail whoever wanted a box of Infowars stickers, a box of them. I mean, I'm ready. I'm ready to give everything away for free. That's why I say make copies of my films. I want to really go up against these people. Folks, don't wait. Frank, great points. Anything else?
You've inspired me, and I just, you know, call the people to peaceful action, and God bless you. You and your family, your kids, your wife are in my prayers on a regular basis, and keep up the great work.
Thank you. I'm trying. We're going to do it. In fact, I've been meaning to plug it the last week. We're doing a special roundtable interview discussion tomorrow night, 7 o'clock Central, that'll be streamed live at PrisonPlanet.tv. It's not the new TV show that launches September 1st. It'll be 30 minutes, highly produced every day, 5 days a week, weeknights. But we're also starting doing special roundtable discussions. We'll have Skype interviews, in-studio, phone calls. But this is really a beta test tomorrow night, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern, PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm Alex Jones, waging war on corruption. We'll be right back.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. Reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Way up north, way up north, north to Alaska, to go north for us is home. North to Alaska, to go north for us is home. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92 with George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy, too.
Well, I said I'd take a lot of calls, and I've taken one. Let's go ahead and try to get through these calls because I love the different angles folks bring up. Jonathan in Kansas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, I have three things to speak to you about. One, there's this new video on YouTube, and it's called Billions of Taxpayer Dollars Going to Taliban, and it was put up a day ago. It's essentially, it's a Wolf Blitzer CNN clip explaining how billions of dollars still somehow makes it to the Taliban and corruption within private contractors, and that I think it's a good clip you may want to look up.
Yes, I've seen the clip. We posted it on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com a couple days ago. But again, they always report on themselves like it's an accident. Oops, we ship guns into Mexico and Honduras and to drug gangs in Miami and in Chicago. Oops, Wells Fargo got caught with $300+ billion in drug money. Oops, you don't get in trouble. Oopsie. I mean, this is all done on purpose. They created the Taliban in 79. They gave them the weapons. Then when they invaded Afghanistan, it was totally staged. The Taliban, that was CIA, would conscript 10, 11, 12, 13, 14-year-olds. This is confirmed and admitted. Stick them in frontline trenches. The United States would then, who was compartmentalized, the troops didn't know, had gunships and artillery, kill the young people. Then the Taliban showed up at airfields with chest of gold. This is Times of London, Newsweek magazine. They even tell the slaves, gave them the chest of gold and flew them to Pakistan. It's all completely staged. Al-Qaeda, CIA, it's all staged. Underwear bomber was a drugged out idiot that, the dad didn't like because he was basically mentally retarded. And so that, they just handed him over, to have that done. And they just take a mentally retarded person on the plane and that's the end of it. I mean, this is, and then everybody has to be body scanned. By the way, the body scanners I was reading are now going to be made in China. So, this is how they operate. I mean, you've got a gullible population that'll put up with anything. Of course, the U.S. military helps grow the opium. So it went from 10% of world opium production pre-2001 to 93% now. And they have the Marines go, yeah, we help grow the opium. And we interdict it once it gets to America. They throw it in our face and people are like, we got to keep the drug war going, because Al-Qaeda will get us. Just, again, wake up, folks. If you don't wake up to the corruption, they're going to steal everything. They think they've got you. Anything else, Jonathan?
Yes. Remember in the Sunday Times, October 29th, 2002, essentially the ex-MI5 agent, David Shaler, his court case revealed how IRA had links to Libya. Well, on top of that, you have Lord James of Blackheath, his speech about Foundation X, where he goes in and he laughs and jokes about how he funds the North African terrorists through the IRA, and he's laundering the money in the Bank of England.
No, it's all public. It's all completely public that Al-Qaeda is the group. In fact, in the news today, Libyan embassy staff expelled from UK as rebels formally recognized, and the five rebel leaders, four of them are top Al-Qaeda commanders, who openly admit that they have been in Iraq killing U.S. and British soldiers. Well, I mean, of course, what do you expect? I mean, again, and now if you don't support Al-Qaeda, you're un-American, you're un-British. And I'm glad you mentioned the speeches in the House of Lords admitting all of this. Absolutely. I mean, it's in the news today. NSA admits it tracks America via cell phone calls in live time without warrants. It's completely illegal. They do it. They're criminals.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.